National film and television star Nick Searcy, and for some unknown reason, you are now listening to Off the Hook Radio. God help you all.
We were lost in the middle of the media's boom. We looked round, found a real show in some pool. Heard the snark in the place where I thought the spark. And I knew politics, pop culture, stupid criminals too. Now the sound of the right, they've been putting up a fight.
I wish the boys from Off the Hook Radio would leave me the fuck alone.
Not gonna happen.
It's not broadcasting.
Well, it is on Rumble, but yeah, we're not broadcasting to Facebook, and that's because I'm in Facebook jail.
Jesus God. All right, can you send me the Rumble link?
I can do that. Just give me 1 second here. Sorry, folks, but we're having some technical difficulties because I got thrown in a Facebook jail 20 minutes.
We're having technical difficulties because we're not left-wing communists.
Yeah, I know.
You know, if we were...
Where do you want me to, how would you like me to send you this link? In Messenger? Facebook?
Yeah, send it in Facebook Messenger.
Okay. If I'm allowed to. Probably not going to be allowed to be honest with you. Because I'm all sorts of freaking... blocked up for something I shared on a post. I, as a page, shared to somebody's profile some sort of provocative image, and I'm now there. I just sent it to you, and now I'm being blocked on Facebook. Everything of mine is blocked. I can barely do anything. So I apologize, folks. We are not going to broadcast to Facebook tonight.
Well, I'm going to put the Rumble link on my page.
Okay, and I'll put the Rumble link on our Off the Hook Radio page, and we'll just do that. I mean, it's there, but... All right. We'll see what happens. You know, right. There's always a podcast. Shit happens. Nothing we can do. Facebook sucks. Fuck you, Facebook. Oh, wait. Other one. Fuck you, Facebook.
Yeah. Yeah. We're in. We're live. We can do that.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway...
I'm having lighting issues tonight, as you can see. I'm glitching all over the place. I bought Rick's new green screen that he told me to buy, and it's not working. So I apologize for that, too. I'm just glitching. Watch. Let's see. Glitching all over. Fucking hands.
Hello, and welcome to Off the Hook Radio 2.0 for September 12th.
2023.
Yeah, yesterday was 9/11.
Sorry. I'm glitching.
Okay. And those are very important numbers, 9/11. Not just for the attacks, not just because that's the emergency number. You can take it down.
Oh, well, okay.
But if you add 9 and 11 together, you get what? 9 plus 11 is?
22.
20.
Oh, I can't count. I thought you were going somewhere with a 22-year anniversary.
9 plus 11 is 20.
Okay.
Which apparently is Let's Go Brandon's remaining IQ points. And for his staff, and they actually did this. Peter Doocy asked him over in Asia about why is it going to be back for 9/11. They dissed our heartbreak over that horrible attack with the presidents didn't go to Pearl Harbor after 22 years. That was their excuse. Mm-hmm. I mean, they actually friggin' said that. So their excuse is basically a leftist fuck you to the rest of us.
Yeah, but listen. I said this same thing to somebody else the other day because they were complaining and they're like, oh, well, you know, he did this from Alaska. But, you know, you don't have to go to New York City every single year. I mean,
every single year a president has been in Shanksville, the Pentagon, the White House, or New York City. One of the four places, any of the four places is acceptable. Okay. Being on an airplane most of the day, taking a nap, and getting off in Alaska. Well, fuck it. Anyway.
All right.
It seems the terrorists are just old hat to Democrats anymore, you know, because they don't want you to take your eye off the real terrorists out there, which, of course, is Donald J. Trump and climate hysteria. That's the real terrorists we're all supposed to worry about. Don't worry about the ones that'll blow you up. Then we get word yesterday that Biden has agreed to free up $6 billion in frozen Iranian assets as part of a 5-for-5 prisoner swap. You know, you might want to note that this deal is with a country acknowledged as the number one sponsor of terrorism in the world, was announced on 9/11. It's probably the same staff who said, you know, they didn't go to Pearl Harbor after 22 years. Yeah, we get it. It was Saudis 22 years ago, of course, but who gives safe haven to the remaining soldiers? Iran. But don't pay any attention to Joe skipping 9/11 ceremonies. Just ignore that "Good Morning Vietnam" was a line from a DJ that was made famous in a movie. Joe started his little speech in Vietnam with, remember that famous song, "Good Morning Vietnam"? No, Joe, we don't. 20 IQ points. I swear to God, the boys got left right. But to be fair, like I said, man, there you go. I was with a dirty diaper. You know, he was actually smiling in Vietnam. Yeah. But I think they had just changed him before they sent him out. But he did stop in Alaska and mumbled a few words, and I think we've got a recap of that, don't
we? We do.
Yeah, Babylon B.
We didn't.
Biden comforts 9/11 victims. I froze.
Oh.
Biden comforts 9/11 victims by telling them about the time he was playing Jenga, and his tower fell down. But we can't blame Joe. He's like Vincent Gigante. He was the Genovese crime family boss who used to walk around New York City in his bathrobe pretending he was insane so they wouldn't prosecute him.
Yeah.
You know, don't prosecute me. I'm nuts. Well, that's Biden's excuse one day. And the next day, Trump. What's that noise?
It's me trying to move my fucking leg because I'm getting pissed off at it. Because I just, all I'm doing is just, you can't even see me. I'm just going in and out. See? It's fucking bullshit.
Well, you're young enough to go in and out. It's still a recreational activity.
It's fucking ridiculous.
It's all right.
It's not.
Trump wants to kill you with climate change. That's what happens on the next day. But it's equally crazy that the media goes along with that one. But I really don't think Joe's faking it. We have the end of his short talk in Vietnam, you know, the one that kept him from actually attending any 9/11 ceremonies. Yeah. Check this out.
I just think that there are other things on leaders' minds, and they respond to what's needed at the time. And look, nobody likes having celebrated international meetings if you don't know what you want at the meeting, if you don't have a game plan. He may have a game plan. He just hasn't shared it with me. But I tell you what, I don't know about you, but I'm going to go to bed.
So, take a nap, Joe. It's been a long day. I mean, come on, Jesus Christ. Take a nap, Joe. It's not a dirt one. Please don't take a dirt one. Not yet. No. You know, the impeachment inquiry was just announced this morning. And, of course, the pushback on it was already intense. They already had something written up from the White House because they couldn't get a statement out to the press 8 seconds after McCarthy was done speaking. But, like I said, the pushback is just going to be nuts. Because if Joe has to step down, we all know who steps up. And as unpopular as Joe is right now, she's worse. We all know it. Then we're going to run a clip from her from last week. And we're going to run the whole thing because the creator of this injected stuff at all the key points. So I don't have to break in and tell you that's bullshit, that's wrong, that's lies for all those of you who just read headlines. But if you want to see Dems freak out, just tell them this is going to be their 2024 candidate for president.
There we go.
This. Prices have gone up. And families and individuals are dealing with the realities that bread costs more, that gas costs more. And we have to understand what that means. That's about the cost of living going up. That's about having to stress and stretch limited resources. That's about a source of stress for families that is not only economic, but is on a daily level, something that is a heavy weight to carry. So it is something that we take very seriously. But there is also a point that is important to make on the Build Back Better framework. One, it is designed to make it less expensive for working people to live. It was specifically designed to bring down the costs of childcare and increase accessibility and availability, designed to bring down the cost of elder care. And make it available to all those working families that need that support and need that help. And Build Back Better is not going to cost anything. We're paying for it.
You caca poo poo. Pretty much.
That was actually older. That was actually about a year ago. I remember that, but I mean, come on, seriously. You know, in that year's time, you know, inflation is still running 3 or 4 or 5% ahead of the 9 or 10% from last year. So you're up 14%, but they keep telling you, oh, we're doing a great job. We've brought inflation down by over half. In what fucking world is 15% over 2 years bringing it down by half, Brent?
Common core math, but
oh yeah, that's true. They're in favor of that too, aren't they?
So there you go.
Yeah, that's and the border's completely under control.
Yeah.
They're being completely under control. All right. Well, anyway, I'm getting my fiber optic stuff in on Thursday. Hopefully that'll end my problem.
Yeah, I don't know what's going to fix my problem because it's fucking ridiculous. Anyways, continue. See, look at me. Look at me.
I just froze again. I think we both froze.
I don't fucking know. This is just bullshit.
Well, this weekend was the start of a new NFL season. Yay. It was an interesting day. I got a feel for the New York Giants. That's 3 in like 18 seconds.
Yeah, I don't have a clue. This is
all right, I'm going to start this over again. I'm about ready to fucking bang it.
They just froze again. I'm about ready to tell these people that we used to do this podcast to go fucking shove it in their fucking asses. Sorry, people. I don't mean to be like this, but this is, we pay for this software and this is what happens. This is ridiculous.
Yeah, this is supposed to be good software.
Yeah, it is, and I pay for it. It's not free. So these people are going to get another nasty email tomorrow.
All right. Well, this weekend was the start of a new NFL season. It was interesting, and I definitely feel for the New York Jets. Sorry, my friend Rick, who's been a Jets fan forever. They lost their Hall of Fame quarterback, Aaron Rodgers, on the fourth play he ever played for the Jets.
Pretty shitty.
Yeah, he's done. But he's done because of his Achilles, not his heart, which is why liberals hate him, because he refused to take the jab. So screw them libs, and you know, good on you for at least standing your ground, Aaron, you wackadoodle. But there were a couple of things I'd like to share. First is the result of the week. And this is for all my haters out there.
Tries to step in and he's thrown across the ring.
Put him down! Put him down!
Whoa. I've never seen Apollo take so much punishment.
Put him down! No!
So how bad was a bloodbath? That was like, what, 40 to nothing?
40 to fucking nothing.
Oh, that's a tennis score.
They had a field goal chance late in the first half, and the guy shanked it. So, and their first field goal attempt, they drove down the field really good on their first drive, and then they Dallas stopped them, and they set up for a relatively short field goal, and Dallas guy jumps through the line, blocks it, and they run it back. Instead of 3-0 Giants, it's 6-0 Dallas. Jeez, Dallas was kind enough to miss the extra point.
Aww.
It's like the only mistake they made all night. So yeah, 40-0 in the Meadowlands on Sunday night. And poor Dallas has to play the Jets next week without Rodgers. So 40-0 on the Giants, we might have been taking it easy on the New York teams. But I'm sure the Cowboys will build up expectations and then just let us down later.
Yeah.
You know, but it is a great start. I'm happy. Now, my other clip is my football play of the week. That was my result of the week. This is my play of the week. And you might not notice on this one, this did not come from an NFL game. But let me tell you, I know football, and this is how it's done.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Is the snap. It is an end around a little Johnny. Room on the right side. Cuts it up the field. Flag is down, and so is fucking Johnny. Johnny is down. We don't know what they're putting in the water over there in Albuquerque with that. He just got jacked the fuck up.
That was getting jacked the fuck up. I don't care if you're 7 years old. That's getting jacked the fuck up.
That was good.
Man. Oh. I'd also like to congratulate in sports American Coco Gauff, 19 years old, for winning the women's side of the U.S. Open. And I would also like to especially note that Novak Djokovic, who certainly is not an American, but I'd like to congratulate him even more, because Novak Djokovic has a big pair, and I'm not talking tennis balls.
Cojones.
He won the men's side. In 2022, he refused to bend the knee, didn't get vaccinated. So he had to miss the Australian Open and the U.S. Open, even though the U.S. Open a year ago, Biden already said, oh, the pandemic's over. Look at all these people that just walking around. Everything's fine. But they told Djokovic, if he wanted to come in to play tennis, he's the number one ranked guy in the world. He's not right now. He's not. I think he's number two, but he might go back up after this. But they said, if you don't get the jab, you can't come in and play. Yet Biden's been letting millions and millions of illegal aliens come in across the border and go to schools with your kids, and none of them are jabbed.
No, not at all. What do they say? Something. What do they say? Something like 20,000 kids in the New York City school districts, New York City school system, just from the illegal aliens. I think that was the number, 20,000 kids.
And how many of that 20,000 do you think are jabbed?
Probably none of them.
Yeah.
You know, they
how many of the other 80,000 laying around the streets of New York are jabbed?
None of them. And they had to hire 3,500 teachers to teach these kids at whose expense? Mine. You know, because it's my taxes, my tax dollars to teach these kids. And
he's got that great governor, Wayne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's great. You know, Cuomo killed people. This lady's just a moron.
Kathy Hochul.
Yeah.
She's like the New York version of Beetlejuice.
Pretty much. Just not as ugly.
So Djokovic didn't get to play in the 22 Australian Open or the U.S. Open. And he was asked if he regretted his decision because, you know, those liberal-ass sports writers wanted him to say, oh, yes, I really wish I would have had it. Chance at those other two Grand Slam titles. And Djokovic said, no, I have no regrets. My heart still works. Fuck you. No, he didn't really say that. But he said, I have no regrets. I learned through life that regrets only hold you back and basically make you live in the past. But if he said, my heart's okay, fuck you, I'd have been even happier. So, now this one here, this will be fun because I actually have to click open a story.
Well, hopefully it doesn't, like, all crash. Sorry, I'm just trying to find a virtual background that sort of works. There, maybe that will, my Yankee one will work tonight.
Well, if I click on it, I have to hit control click, right?
I don't fucking know.
Oh, yeah, I got it. Okay. Well, this is our stupid criminal of the week. I have to move things all around on my screen, so just bear with me, people. Yeah. This is what Facebook and this stupid restream makes me do. Because nothing seems to want to work right.
Not tonight, it sure doesn't.
3 weeks ago, we had a perfect show that was funny as fuck.
Yep, and tonight, this is just, everything's just not working.
Last week, just had a couple of glitches. Nice mess.
Disappearing like crazy.
But this is our stupid criminal of the week. It's a cop from Prince George's County, Maryland. His name is Francisco Marlette. And I'm sure there's a crime in here somewhere. I'm not sure what it is. But if Trump can get indicted for asking questions about a phone call, I'm pretty sure this little swirl hookup, you know what I mean out there, right?
Mm-hmm.
This little swirl hookup in the back of a patrol vehicle qualifies. Slim, we have the tape. Let's play the tape first.
All right, here we go.
Mira, pisando está, mira. No, yo con cuidado lo voy a mandar.
No te vaya a ver porque pues.
Vaya, para el carro, mira, para atrás la lleva, mira, ve. Ey, no, mira,
pues. Corriendo ya, mira.
They cut it off there, but the pair was in the back of the patrol car for 40 minutes.
Nice.
And if those of you who don't know what a swirl is, if you ever go to a soft ice cream place, you get chocolate and vanilla together. There you go. That's a swirl. Okay. So, you know, we have an older audience. I have to keep them up to date on these things. But the officer... the woman was in her 20s and they were arguing about something that he didn't think seemed right. So he started recording it. A woman claiming to be Officer Marlette's wife on Facebook posted a message saying this was an embarrassing and painful situation. It's a very tough time for me and my kids. We need support and love and respect from the community and families. I know what's going on. No, I'm not updating anyone on this situation after today. This is Paula Marlette. She went on to say her husband's been cheating on her for years and identified the woman in the video as Virginia, whose husband left her ass a long time ago because she cheated. So apparently Virginia and Officer Hanky Panky there are just a couple of, you know, horny people. But, you know. He's a lot older. I'm losing this damn cushion again. Excuse me. I'm just going to fix it because the whole show has been fucked up. So I can stand up and move around and fix my damn cushion. Besides, nobody's gotten to see my shirt yet tonight.
Yeah, at this point, it is what it is. So.
Hey, your screen is green.
Because I just turned it off because I'm so fucking sick of dealing with it. I have no idea what's fucking wrong tonight. So.
Growing old ain't for sissies.
Fuck this shit.
And apparently Officer Marlette probably ain't going to be growing old either.
No.
Yeah. So anyway, hey, some good stuff did happen this week, Slim.
It did. What?
We got an example here.
Oh, we do. Yeah, that's charity. Right. This is great.
Charity Matters. Yes. Make-A-Wish Foundation really came through for little Billy, and I want to congratulate little Billy there because, as you can see, Billy didn't just ask for a meeting with a sports figure or a trip to Hawaii or something. He was thinking ahead. Or he's thinking of his head. Or he's thinking of getting head. Or he's thinking with both heads.
That's what I'm thinking, both heads.
I got a million of them. Bravo, Billy. Bravo, bravo.
Billy's one lucky motherfucker.
Well, Yankee Stadium. I'm not a Yankee fan, but Yankee Stadium made me smile this week.
Sure did.
Look at that. Beginning of the game, they were unfurl the banner. Trump or death. 1776 to 2024. That's probably pretty much when the country will lose the country if the Republicans don't take back over. I mean, what are we going to get? We're going to get either a guy who's on his deathbed. We're going to get the pretend black woman with an IQ who's about, you know, Joe's IQ is down to 20. Hers is probably, to be fair, 40, 45, somewhere in there.
That's probably being nice.
Yeah. Or we'll get Gavin Newsom, whose hair will look great, but he'll make Biden's policy look like he was a conservative. Because, you know, we want to have all of America look like San Francisco and L.A. Anyway, I went to the CVS the other day, and I couldn't believe this, but I mean, I guess some people just can't wait for fall. It's only 9 days away, but I saw this. I mean, seriously?
It's pumpkin everything. Pumpkin fucking everything.
You know, maybe I should buy some of those.
Try it.
Hell, Billy's doing better than I am.
Try it.
Oh, pumpkin spice latte condoms. There you go. Oh. Anyway, hey, you know, the last couple of weeks we brought you alien update stories.
Yes.
And, you know, despite the, you know, Slim bragging about his giant things on last week's one and saying I couldn't come on the ship with him, which, of course, he would probably be correct. Still,
I'll let you come on the ship.
It was embarrassing. It was embarrassing. After you, the alien woman ain't going to want nothing to do with me.
I changed my mind, though. You can come on the ship. You can come on the ship.
Only if I go first.
I've already been.
I'll strap a board across my ass so I don't fall in then.
Oh, Jesus.
Anyway. don't go there. I've got a lot of jokes for that stuff. You know how my perverted mind works.
I do.
Thank you. One of my better qualities. So apparently these alien update stories were popular. So I thought I'd find you another one for this week. Now, this one affects not just aliens. It also affects humans, and these are female, and I am assuming their genders because it has to do with pregnancy. And despite what Biden and the left tell you, they can't get pregnant. They can't. It just can't happen. Okay. So we think, as fine citizens of the galaxy, that Brent and I obviously are. And Rick is one too, but he's obviously donating sperm to aliens tonight. So, yeah, he's getting paid.
Hey, somebody's got to.
Hey, that's all right. Don't begrudge the man his money.
That's right. We're sitting here struggling through.
I'm a capitalist. Make your money, Ricky. But we think, as fine citizens, it's important to get this out there as a public service announcements for baby mamas all over the galaxy. Here is our public service announcement for you.
Here we go.
Do you have a bastard child fathered by intergalactic serial philanderer and deadbeat dad, Starfleet Captain James T. Kirk? If you answered yes, you may be entitled to retroactive child support payments. Thousands of single mothers throughout the galaxy are now demanding financial compensation from Mr. Kirk and his employer's Starfleet Command and from the United Federation of Planets for the willful abandonment of offspring and the neglect of parental responsibilities and obligations. You've already been screwed by Kirk at least once. Now it's your turn to put the screws to him. Contact the law firm of Schrayen, Orion, and Chapel at hailing frequency 1701A.69 and take your free paternity test today.
Eligibility for representation is contingent upon confirmation of paternity and desertion of parental responsibilities. In the likely event of a legal victory, all plaintiffs will receive an equal monetary payout once all court fees and legal expenses for services rendered are paid in full. In accordance with the law, all accused parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Hailing frequency 1701A, that's the Starship Enterprise's number. But then it was 69. Well, if you'd done 69, they wouldn't all be pregnant, would they?
No.
So that's a misleading ad.
It is.
Although the blue alien woman at the beginning was kind of hot.
I think our alien from last week was a lot better.
The green one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's because she was on the ship doing you.
No.
You know, it's been a while. You know, the blue one started looking good. They didn't have any with three boobs. Ooh. Although the you know, I don't know. Anyway, crap. Oh, almost forgot something. But the alien story reminded me of this. Hopefully you still got this on the board. How to succeed without really trying still exists. Do you have this?
I think so.
There it is. Lori Lightfoot. Speaking of aliens, I mean, look at her. Come on. She's obviously alien offspring. She's going to teach a class at Harvard on how to fail utterly at your job. And you still get to teach a class at Harvard.
Yeah. Well.
You know who else Harvard hired?
Who?
I told you on pre-show.
I don't remember.
Bill de Blasio.
Oh, that's right.
A year ago, the two worst mayors in the country. Bill de Blasio in New York City and Lori Lightfoot in Chicago.
Now working for Harvard.
Now they both work for Harvard.
Amazing.
So that's why you pay $60,000 a year for your kids to go to Harvard.
So they can listen to that shit.
So they can find out how to be a total fuck up and you still get a job at Harvard. I mean, come on. Anyway. Hey, did I ever tell you my favorite song is You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand?
Oh, please don't tell me you like Barbara Streisand. Please.
No. It's my favorite song.
Oh, God.
It's not the best jam. I don't dance or sing along to it. But You Don't Bring Me Flowers by Neil Diamond and Barbara Streisand is my favorite song for two simple reasons. One, it combines not having to piss away a bunch of money on flowers for somebody you're probably never going to see again.
Right. Okay.
But it also involves dumping Barbara Streisand. Two things I'm very happy to agree with.
Oh, Jesus.
They're wonderful things. But anyway, that's just, might just be me. Growing old ain't for sissies, you know. You gotta, you know. Who's the guy that's been banging Barbara Streisand for the last 20 years?
I couldn't tell you.
He used to be a good looking dude. He was an actor. Bronson.
Charles?
What's his name? His son's more famous than he is now.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
I don't know either. Is anybody in the shout box since we're on the thing? No, because they got to watch it on Rumble.
They can't. Yeah, nobody can comment tonight, unfortunately, because Facebook.
Yeah, whatever. I feel bad for him, though. I mean, you go to bed at night, and that's what's waiting for you when you used to be this studly, good-looking actor in Hollywood. Oh, anyway. All right, so since fall's coming up, 9 days, I'm thinking ahead to Christmas.
Oh, please.
Personally, I am thinking ahead to Christmas. I have saved, like, my last 4 or 5 Amazon delivery boxes. So I have shit to put stuff in for Christmas.
Okay.
I'm thinking ahead. Because last year we got to December, and I was like, I don't have anything to put anything in. So I'm throwing empty boxes in my closet and just, you know, if I don't use them, I can always throw them away later.
Yeah, but can't you just go down to the post office and get boxes for free? Like those priority mailbox, aren't they free? Well, yeah, if you got to pay
UPS makes you pay for them.
Well, yeah, because you got
it's enough money to spend to send it. I don't want to pay for the box too.
All right.
Amazon sends them to me for free, so I'm just gonna save them. They gonna kill me. But anyway, so I'm thinking ahead to Christmas, and I have found now this you don't even need a box for this.
I was just gonna say you don't need a box.
No, I'm gonna show you a second one in a minute, but this one you don't need a box for. But I'm telling you about it now because this is like the perfect gift for so many that I'm not sure this is gonna be able to stay in stock. Okay, so I want you to understand this is your Zippy Christmas gift suggestion of the week. There you go. The 2024 calendar. Dogs pooping in beautiful places.
Is there one pooping in the White House?
No, that one just bites people.
Yeah, that's true.
The one that poops in the White House is like Joe.
I'd love to see one there pooping in the White House, though.
So. Can't get the collar around him, take him outside, pass him up. The diaper. But I like that. Dogs pooping in beautiful places. That's a real calendar.
It is.
Yeah, you can find that. You can buy that thing. You probably get it on Amazon.
Probably. There's probably cat one too. There's probably a cow one. There's probably... I hope there's not a people one.
No cat ones. I don't like cats.
People be.
If you have cats, you like cats, fine. Okay. I just don't like cats. I don't like hair all over everything.
Dogs have hair too. It's not just cats.
I get dogs that don't shed.
Oh, true. Okay.
I get dogs that are part poodle. They hardly shed at all. You brush them once a week, you hardly get nothing. And you can tell because I got those Roombas go around. And, you know, when I had dogs in the house, the Roomba would pick up some dog hairs
right
on the carpets. It's inevitable. It's going to happen, you know, but not much. Didn't even clog them up hardly. But we do try to get along with everyone here at the show, even people who like cats.
I like cats.
I don't like cats. You can keep your cats.
Right.
I like pussy, but that's a whole different thing. I think I do. Wait a minute. Let me try to remember.
Oh.
Yeah, and Rick's making an in-person donation without a doubt. Told him just doing the damn cup, you still get the $3,500.
That's right.
He's like, "Nah, I want to get a little exercise and the money." Yeah. He probably charges him less for the exercise and the money.
Wonder what his Apple Watch has got to look like. His fucking health app. It's got to just be blowing up.
It's going to think he's about to have a stroke.
Probably. He better not have one of those new Apple Watches that does think he have a stroke.
Oh, Apple had their big thing today.
Yeah, they did. Did you update to iOS 17?
My phone did yesterday.
Oh, okay.
But I looked at the iPhone 15 and I'm like, what's new?
Nothing.
I mean, the camera... On this one, on the 14, this is the Pro Max. This was a gigantic improvement, 48 megapixels per square inch.
Yep.
Okay. The little notch up at the top to tell you what your background apps are. See, you can see the Phillies got beaten extra innings by the effing Braves at the bottom.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't see anything new on the 15.
Well.
They have a new chip that they say is a little faster, but it's like, even if I trade this in, it's still going to be like $650 for the new one. I don't want to give him $650 for nothing different. This, I don't even have a scratch on this one yet.
Well, no, you know what they're hoping for? They're hoping you go and look at your battery health and see that it's like 89 or, you know, 85%, so that you're going to turn it in for the new phone so that you get the better, you know, a battery that's got, you know, full battery health.
I've been using my phone all day. My battery's at 80%.
No. I don't mean that. Your battery health is how much your battery can actually charge.
Oh, okay.
And your battery can't charge all the way anymore as you use your phone. Your battery health depletes.
Yeah, but not for 1 year.
You'd be surprised.
After 2 years, it starts doing that. But not shouldn't okay. do that after one.
My battery health on my phone is... Hold on, 84%. So my phone can only ever reach 84%.
Where do you get that? What's that under?
Go to your settings and just type in battery health in the search.
Oh, text message, James Brolin. That's the poor guy who has to sleep with Barbara Streisand. So I go to settings and then go to what?
Type up in the little search thing. This little tip for everybody. Type battery health.
There's a search. Oh, yeah, there is.
Yeah. And then when you get to that page, go down to where it says battery health and charging. Click the battery health and charging thing, and it'll tell you your maximum capacity of your battery. So 100%. While it is, okay, so your battery is still in great shape. Mine is, you know, mine's not. 84 is the highest mine can get to. It'll say 100%, but no. Click there's a tab there that says battery health. And charge, click the one that's the
maximum capacity 97%.
Oh, that's still very good. So, like I said, my capacity is 84%.
So, I've lost 3% in a year. That ain't worth $650.
Not at all. But that's what they're hoping is that people are going to, you know, do this for the battery. So, yeah, 97%.
Okay. Hey, we learned something new, boys and girls.
Yeah. try to teach you guys a little something, something.
You guys, I always tell you I'm stupid at this shit, but see, I'm allowed to be stupid at this shit because I have him.
I can correct you. Yeah. Me.
He helps a lot.
Me.
Oh, anyway. So anyway, since we try to get along with everybody, our special bonus feature for you tonight on Christmas gift suggestions.
This is a good one.
This is one you got to watch. There's a whole, we've got a whole real commercial for this. Biden action figures.
Check out. Shouldn't have told them. You should just let them see it. Here we go.
With his very own magic set and a toy laptop. Just don't lose it or you could get in trouble. And then there's my late son, Bo, a true American hero. Bo was lost during his Iraq service, but thankfully for America, not before he captured Saddam Hussein. My daughter, Ashley Biden, is also included. She has her very own diary and you can pretend she's writing all her secrets. Just don't lose it in the cushions or you could get in trouble. Next, my son's better half and daughter-in-law, Hallie Biden. She comes with mix and match outfits, which go with either Bo or Hunter. You'll also get a set of six Biden grandchildren. Who knows? There might be more. Finally, the set includes the Joe doll. You can pose me in up to 18 different sleeping positions. Joe also has realistic falling action. Oh, no. Oops, not again. You can have hours of fun playing with me in the Joe's Basement play set. Buy the whole set, and you'll also receive the White House dollhouse. This incredible house comes with its own powerful bubble of justice so that no matter what happens, your dolls stay safe and protected.
But that's not all. Act now, and for a limited time, you'll also receive Dark Brandon. Powered by MAGA tears, Dark Brandon has real laser eyes and is the hero you deserve. Dark Brandon comes with detachable wings and working motorcycle. Brandon is a tantalizing blend of power, mystery, and magnetism. Here's your chance to truly own the libs. Buy today. Vander the Family Dog sold separately.
Can I touch your bonus hole?
I want me one of them Dark Brandons, damn it. I want them laser things. Oh, God. Maggot tears my ass.
Unbelievable. Hidden action figures. We're going to have Kamala action figures next.
All it does is giggle.
Pull the string on the back.
And go, you're going to see the moon.
Oh, boy.
Binomics is working.
Yeah.
The border is completely under control.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I could have programmed that one pretty quick. I think a lot of us could.
Yeah.
So anyway, we do talk about the totalitarian nature of the left. You know, they send SWAT teams to pro-life homes. They arrest Trump. And, like, that ain't enough. Let's arrest his lawyers, too. They impeach Trump over asking about what Biden actually did, which they're finally getting around to, 6 years later.
Mm-hmm.
Suspending coaches and athletes who don't want women canceled by pretend men. And the cacophony you will now experience over the Biden family corruption will be unmatched because of the impeachment inquiry. Because they know Kamala is up the river without a paddle. You can't giggle your way back to shore, honey.
No.
And a return of a pissed off Trump who now gets how justice played him, the Justice Department, Injustice Department. Very dangerous for the lefties. Very dangerous. I mean, Trump was always a pretty smart guy. They like to make him buffoonish because the way he spoke to people. But he was pretty smart. I mean, they had on Morning Joe the other day, Trump predicting in 1999 or 2000 in his book that Clinton left the worst terrorists in the world off the hook. Osama bin Laden mentioned him by name and said that these people are going to do something to us to make the Twin Tower bombing seem like child's play. And a lot of people forget in the 90s, Al-Qaeda bombed the Twin Tower, one Twin Tower building under in the garage, hoping that would bring it down, which it didn't do. It just fucked up a lot of cars.
That was in 1993, I think.
Yeah. It killed somebody, though, didn't it?
Yeah, I think it killed a couple of people, actually. Yeah. But
we're in the garage. but it didn't bring nothing down. Well, Trump was talking about this shit in 1999 and 2000 in his book. And they were playing a clip of him talking about it on Morning Joe, and all the liberals were sitting there going, he actually, because you remember when he said he was there at 9/11 at Ground Zero the day after, and they all accuse him of lying, and then the tape comes up. No, he was there.
He was.
And he sent 100 of his own employees down to help with the cleanup effort, the rescue effort. Actually, 200. He had 100 there on day one, had another 100 come in by the end of the second day. So they were shitting about himself. So anyway, we're impeaching Trump over all this kind of stuff. We suspend coaches and athletes who don't want women canceled. And they're going to be screaming about this Biden impeachment inquiry. So a return of pissed off Trump is going to kill them. And we're going to let it play out. But I have memes that fit my current thought process on everything that's going on right now. This is justice in 2023, okay, in a meme. But what sets America apart is that when charged with a crime, a person is considered innocent until proven Republican. Fucking nails it.
He pretty much does.
Yeah, I mean, I don't have to write shit when I got a meme that can do a better job. But then you get a local yokel prosecutor in Georgia who indicts a president and his lawyers while doling out nearly $1 million to outside help. I think it was like $800,000. It was like $600,000, and there's another $200,000 pending or something like that. This outside help, who's actually a lawyer who wants to defend some of the people that she's indicted. So now they're like, wait a minute, we just paid you almost $1 million to help Fannie Know Nothing prosecute these people. Now you want to defend them and double dip?
You can't.
Yeah. And so, and we don't know, Lord only knows how much money Fannie's taken in, but Fat Fannie's got a fat fanny pack full of cash that they are looking into. Jim Jordan's looking into it, and Jim Jordan is a bad person to fuck with. The guy was an NCAA champion wrestler. He is a bulldog. He does not give up on that. But this meme sums up tactics of the left prosecutors all over the country rather well. As we know, the Democrats are the real Nazis. And apparently, any Republicans who argue with Democrats are the Jews in Germany in the 1940s. They come in for them. No matter if you did anything, you're just a Republican. Therefore, you're more dangerous. Let's give $6 billion back to Iran. I'm spent it on terrorists. I mean, hell, Trump killed their head terrorist guy. You remember?
Yeah, he did.
He just blew Soleimani off the face of the fucking earth, along with his number 2, 3, 4, and 5 guys.
Yeah, but we just give this guy, give them back their money.
So we'll give him $6 billion and train another Soleimani, I guess.
That was just stupid. And didn't he do that yesterday too on 9/11? I mean, wasn't that a big? That was kind of a punch in the face to give them back.
Yeah, money. He did. I said that in the beginning of the show.
Yeah, I mean that's
he gave money to the biggest terrorist state in the country, in the world on 9/11.
Yeah, that I don't agree with. I'm still not not a big deal. He didn't go to New York City, but
no, I mean, and this is the same staff that told Fox News that he doesn't have to be at 9/11 because 22 years after Pearl Harbor, presidents weren't still going to Hawaii. That was a military attack. This was a terrorist attack. These were innocent civilians that got killed. This still bothers us deeply. Okay? We didn't have a whole world war over this goddamn thing.
No, but I mean, it would have been more of a big deal if he hadn't even spoken of 9/11, if he had just sat in his basement and didn't come out and say anything. I mean, he did. He just didn't say it in.
Well, he explained how his Jenga fell down.
Well, what do you expect from him? You know, he can't fucking speak.
No, he can't.
That's not his fault.
His IQ is 9/11. 9 plus 11. Yeah,
pretty much. You are correct.
So if you think all this crap is Trump, think again. I mean, I bring this up because we cannot just become numb to this unconstitutional insanity. We got to fight like this is over our kids. Like, here's another example of the totalitarian left this week. In California, the attorney general for the state of California, which used to be Kamala's job, is suing Chino School District. Why? Because they dared pass a rule saying that parents must be notified about any gender issues with their kids in the Chino schools. So let's sue them. Because what better way to prove that you're hiding Republicans under your floorboards? The California Nazi police are coming for you. You know, your child should be able to mutilate themselves without the parents knowing. This is Gavin Newsom, who trust me, if Biden steps down and there's any kind of primary, Gavin Newsom is going to be the nominee. And this is what this guy believes.
Yeah, but we're seeing this more and more, though, too, with
it's, oh, not it's just everywhere.
It's not just in California. There's plenty of places that, you know, are forbidding teachers or from reaching out to parents and saying, hey, your kid wants to be known as a dog.
We had the New Jersey story last week.
Yeah.
You know, left-wing governor there, same thing. Mm-hmm. Michigan is no better. Illinois is like California East. It's just horrible. Matter of fact, there was a clip I didn't get to use for today, but you can look it up on the internet. Senator Kennedy, you know, our favorite senator from Louisiana, read passages from two disgusting books. I mean, and very graphic passages. I'm not even going to repeat them. And this is our show. We can say whatever the hell we want. But it was bad because there was the Illinois Secretary of State or whatever he was sitting there trying to say parents shouldn't have any rights to say what should or should not be in school libraries. So he's reading this thing about strap-ons and painful anal sex and stuff like that. And this guy's going, well, that was just illustrating that some sex is forced. It's like, no, Kennedy just kept asking him over and over again, who gets to decide this? And the only answer these idiots on the panel could come up with was the librarian. So the librarian is more important than parents. No, we just don't want parents being able to shut down what us left-wing crazies think is okay. Because, you know, we all want to be Sam Smith and wear our Teletubby spike boots. With a blue and white checkered shirt on that looks just like Epstein Island home, the picture of a kid on the front. Have you seen that this week?
I haven't. No.
Sam Smith, look him up. You know, the singer. Guy can sing, but he's just going so off the rails over this gay kiddie porn thing. It's just, oh my God, he's just horrible. Matter of fact, we got in trouble for using that little clip from the Emmys about him doing the Satan thing.
Oh, yeah. Is that one of the ones
we got like nailed 5 seconds for? Yeah, that was one of the things we got nailed for. So all this crap is going on. And I want to know how the media gets away with supporting this shit. I mean, the only reason they can get away that I can think of is America's getting numb. You just see this crap so often, you're starting to get numb to it.
Yeah, we just don't care.
I mean, I don't know. But manipulation is when they blame you for your reaction to their disrespect. California AG is disrespecting parents, but the parents are getting blamed. You know, same thing in Illinois. Same thing with these idiots in Congress today testifying about, you know, what should be allowed in libraries. I mean, come on. But we've got this clip here from CNN over the weekend. Elon Musk, hero to some on the left for the electric cars, hero to some on the right for rescuing. But Elon has Starlink, okay, his little satellites up there that do the internet. He didn't put them out all over Crimea because the Russians have occupied Crimea since Obama, and their Black Sea fleet is based there. I know because when I was in Sevastopol, the hotel suite I stayed in, the balcony looked right out at the Black Sea Fleet headquarters, right across the street from me, which is why a little Russian bitch followed me around the first couple of days I was there. But they figured out I was just an American guy who liked hot blonde women, not some spy.
Yeah, you told us this story. Yeah.
But he didn't let the Starlinks up over there because the Ukrainian military was using them for their drones. And they remember they blew that one Russian ship up in the docks really bad with some missiles that they had gotten. Well, now they have drones and they could deliver the missiles. So he didn't turn the Starlink on over Crimea. And the Ukrainians were like, oh, please turn it on. Please turn it on. We want to blow up. And he's like, no. If you blow up the entire Russian fleet in dock, he said, World War III starts the second those missiles hit. He says, right. I don't want to be part of Pearl Harbor too.
Right.
Okay. I put the Starlinks up there. You can communicate with your military. Your people can get internet, but I'm not going to put them all over the Crimea for you. Well, apparently this pissed off CNN because if you don't kowtow to Ukraine is everything, you should go to jail. Here's Jake Tapper with the Secretary of State. This is unreal.
Ex-CEO Elon Musk has recently confirmed a report that's in Walter Isaacson's new biography of Musk that last year Musk blocked access to his Starlink satellite network in Crimea in order to disrupt a major Ukrainian attack on the Russian Navy there. In other words, Musk effectively sabotaged a military operation by Ukraine, a U.S. ally, against Russia, an aggressor country that invaded a U.S. ally. Should there be repercussions for that?
Jake, I can't speak to a specific episode. Here's what I can tell you. Starlink has been a vital tool for the Ukrainians to be able to communicate with each other, and particularly for the military to communicate in their effort to defend all of Ukraine's territory. It remains so, and I would expect it to continue to be critical to their efforts. So what we would hope and expect is that technology will remain fully available to the Ukrainians. It is vital to what they're doing.
I don't know that you can't speak to it. You won't speak to it. Musk says he was reportedly afraid that Russia would retaliate with nuclear weapons. Musk says that's based on his private discussions he had with senior Russian officials. Are you concerned that Musk is apparently conducting his own diplomatic outreach to the Russian government? Really, not.
Yeah, so there you go. Jake Tapper. Elon Musk isn't kowtowing to the left's view on things, so shouldn't he be arrested and tried with Trump? Now, Blinken is a scumbag. Blinken had a lot to do with the 51 security people saying the Hunter laptop was Russian disinformation. He was way behind. He was behind all that crap. He's been a Clinton butt boy for decades. Oh, he is. But he's also not stupid enough to piss off the richest man in the world who could turn Starlink off over the rest of Ukraine and watch how fast they go down the toilet.
This is true. Okay.
Plus, he could also turn off SpaceX, and our space program gets set back about 15 years. So, you know, Blinken is not totally stupid. But Tapper, this is the attitude of the press. The press is so far gone that their attitude is, Elon Musk interfered with our war. Arrest him! I mean, if this is why you got to watch this show. We bring you stuff like this every damn week. Stuff you haven't seen before. Fox isn't even talking about this. But this is what we have to deal with. This is why you can't let the bitches get you down. Because nobody watches CNN. We know that.
No, they don't.
Well, this we do have somebody who watches CNN from Libs of TikTok. Here we go.
I feel like I had to learn the concept of chosen families really young, and it wasn't anything to do with my queerness, but just based on the fact that I didn't have the love at home that I needed, and I knew that I was valuable and deserved it, so I found it on my own early on. And, you know, I shouldn't be blamed for that. because blood still exists. You were never there for me, and I found my own love, and that's okay, and I think everybody should be allowed to do that, and that's what I fucking teach in the classroom, okay? I always say give it to your friend, not your mom, because fuck your mom. And I don't know, I just am so sad. I am so sad, and I hate my sister. She's a fucking cunt. That's all I have to say.
That's my major problem with school. I really don't do anything unless I actually want to do it. And most of the time, I don't want to do anything at all.
That's the woman you want teaching your 12-year-old, right?
Not really. I don't want that woman teaching any of my kids at any age.
Here's the good news about her, Slim. She's a Florida teacher.
Oh, so I don't know. Oh, she'll be out of a job tomorrow. If not already.
This is the wrong state to be pulling that bullshit.
Yeah, it really is.
Fuck your friends, not your parents.
Yeah, she's toe.
Yeah.
She's
toe. Give it to your friends.
She's toast.
All right. So, yeah, teach your kids to be gay. And I don't do anything, really, except my sister's a cunt. What are you going to do? I know what we're going to do. Memes of the week.
All right. Let's do the show meme first.
Show me. Yeah, this is our attitude about all this bullshit. If you want to know what Off the Hook Radio would say about somebody asking you about wearing a mask, just tell them you left it on their mom's dresser.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's awesome.
This
was in my mailbox. Okay, I hope this doesn't offend anybody, but if it does, tough shit. Free senior advice begins with a place for mom. Well, we can see where mom's place is. She's riding the baloney pony.
Oh, boy.
This was in my mailbox addressed to some lady who lives up the street. Understand assisted living costs today. What do I get? Same goddamn mail that I pull out. I get another notice from a cremation society. Burn me up. You know, I want a damn ad with grandma there and boner pills. That's what I want. I got my heart fixed. I might live for a while now.
Yeah, but
I might end up in one of them homes.
You don't want grandma.
Huh?
Nothing.
Hey. Once I'm in the home, that would probably look damn good. So don't worry about me.
All right.
Then I've had this other problem, this thing I've been worrying about for a long time, because you've talked about Taylor Swift all the time.
Yeah.
You admire her talent. She is a talented young lady.
She's
a left-wing idiot. But I started thinking, she's got all these songs about guys leaving her. She has zero songs about blowjobs. You think that one might have something to do with the other?
Could. Very well could.
You don't want to end up at her home.
No. No.
Nope. 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 That's not a good place for Taylor's mom.
No.
I'm going to hell for that one.
You are.
I don't care.
Here, even though Rick didn't join us tonight for whatever reason, because his computer plug didn't work or whatever. I don't know.
Yeah, right.
here's Rick's. This is a little before my time, so.
Yeah, I remember those.
I'm sure you do.
Ice cream out of, and it wasn't really even ice cream, it was ice milk.
Is that what it was?
Ugh. Oh, yeah, it sucked. But we were happy when the jingle guy came around the neighborhood and mom gave us a quarter, 15 cents or whatever.
So is that like a push pop? You push it up from the bottom?
Yeah, but it was pretend ice cream.
Oh, yeah, well, what do you think today's ice cream is? It's definitely not real.
Oh, I got something that's really good.
What?
Dove chocolate sorbet bars. They're little ones. They're only like 19 carbs.
Oh, yummy.
But they have raspberry sorbet inside and dark chocolate on the outside.
Yummy.
They're freaking awesome.
Cool beans.
I know. I'm this many years old. I just figured that out.
So here's mine. After tonight's show and all the issues
with our freezing crap
and Facebook and everything else, here's mine. Fuckstrated. Sorry, but I sure am.
Yeah. Well, seriously, what are we going to do? I mean, we got to talk to these Facebook people. You're under some suspension for something you don't know what the hell you did, which I can identify with that.
Yeah, all I know is it says my
But our off the hook radio page can't broadcast our damn show.
Well, it's because you can't broadcast and I can't broadcast, so neither one of us were the admins. We can't broadcast.
I'm supposed to be able to broadcast now, but it won't.
It won't let you.
This never shows up on my Facebook page.
Yeah, so I don't know what to tell you. I'll have to see what I can do. But I have an email into creator support. Hopefully by tomorrow I'll have.
We better figure it out because I'm changing my whole internet and stuff on Thursday.
Well, it plays everywhere else. It's just not on Facebook right at the moment. So.
Oh, so we can be on Rumble without.
We're perfectly fine. Just nobody's seeing us on Facebook. So.
Well, they'll see us once we post the video to Facebook. But so many people like to watch us live.
Correct.
Because they get a kick out of us fucking up on in real time.
Yeah, that we do. As you can see tonight, we fucking butchered it a couple of times. But you know what?
Technology. It wasn't us.
Well, yeah, and I'm sorry my green screen was all fucked up tonight. I'm just going to stick with I'm not even going to do a green screen anymore. I'm just going to leave this as my
background. Yeah, it just reminds you of that hot alien broad.
That's right. That is right. It does. All right, what do you got for sweetest thing?
Well, the sweetest thing this week is actually a real sweetest thing. For those of you who've been wondering about the weird stuff I've put up there the last 3-4 weeks.
There's been some weird stuff.
Yeah, but it's funny, though.
Yeah.
But this is really happy animals, and I promise this will make you smile. Watch it all the way through. Thanks for putting up with this crap tonight. We appreciate it, and we'll see you again next week, God willing. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
Good night. Boom, boom, boom. I want you in my room. Let's spend the night together from now until forever. Boom, 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 boom. I want a double boom. Let's spend the night together. Giây phút em gặp anh là em biết em si tình.